This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour. Of course, plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about sentencing reform. California Proposition 47 passed last week. It was one of the various ballot initiatives that they had on which to vote there. And I don't have actually the percentage by which it passed, but obviously it was enough because it passed, and they are decriminalizing possession of various different narcotics from felony to misdemeanor. Nearly all possession crimes that are personal are now defelonized in California. That's going to affect thousands of people that are currently behind bars. And I say this is a good thing. They increased the amount of money that would trigger a felony theft charge as well, given that the theft laws were written 20 or 30 years ago in most places, and or at least updated within that time frame, and they have old numbers on them. Those numbers are much easier to reach now due to the inflating money supply. You know, some things have gotten cheaper over time, but others have gotten more expensive due to inflation. And so they're factoring that in now in California as well. And that sort of led to a larger conversation about prisons and restitution and, you know, how do you treat people who have harmed others versus people who may have, committed an act like theft, which doesn't involve violence, but it still, you know, creates a harm on others. What's the appropriate way to deal with folks like that? What are some alternatives that maybe haven't been considered yet at all? And Derek J., I liked your suggestion, which is similar to one that Dr. Mary Ruart makes in her book, Healing Our World. And that would be that, you know, more free market world, people who were being punished in some, whatever the justice system would look like, hopefully would have options from which to choose as far as which prison that they could go into. And those prisons would then compete based on various different things, you know. Well, you can make more money working at our prison, or we've got a nicer gym, or, you know, it's a nicer system in which to be. You know, there's no rapes that happen and, you know, things like that. Having prisons actually compete for their prisoners would bring a new level of accountability and would bring a new level of comfort. But, of course, that won't be popular.
Now, I'd like to point out that a prisoner who's moving from, you know, the crappy prison to the better prison, I think they should be able to do that. I think that prisons should be, you know, I don't know, certified by the state. If it's a state sentence, they should be certified by the state for their being a prison, and that inmates should be able to move freely between them as long as they pay for their own transportation. So if the good prison is in Pensacola and the bad prison is in Key West, I don't think that the taxpayers of Florida or the United States should have to pay for the transportation in between. That should be the inmates' thing. Now, I think that inmates should be able to work from inside of prisons at gainful employment.
Well, that would be one of the ways the prison would be able to fund itself in theory without taxpayer funding as well, would be to, you know, essentially take a portion of the prisoner's earnings to fund their room and board.
But I think that we should explore far more thoroughly the at-home incarceration thing, the house arrest thing, because this is something that's not getting used very much, and it would be hugely effective. The reason that it's not being used is because there's a prison industrial complex that makes a great deal of money on people being incarcerated.
I think it's horrible. I can't believe you see it as a solution. Wouldn't it be a nightmare world if everyone were walking around with these bracelets? I mean, the government already thinks we're all criminals anyway, so we're going to put GPS trackers on everybody now and make them pay for it?
Look, I'm not happy with the way that the government metes out punishment generally. I consider that what happened in California to be largely a step in the right direction, but I would also say another step in the right direction is not throwing somebody in prison immediately. There are a lot of people in prison that would abide by the rules of house arrest, and if they would abide by the rules of house arrest, why are we spending $40,000 a year of taxpayer money to keep them there?
Yeah, fair question.
Well, again, it's that punishment mentality, which, of course, is going to be what you go up against. I mean, when the three of us who've all spent time in some sort of lockup facility, Derek J., you and I in jail, Mark spent time in prison, You and I, Jared, were there for civil disobedience. Mark, not so much. But, you know, we've had that experience, and so it's easy for us to empathize with the people who are also having that experience. But when you throw out this idea, and, you know, I support it, this idea of, oh, well, let's have the prisons compete and, you know, better conditions and things like that, that goes up against what Mark was saying earlier, that a lot of people, they don't want good conditions for people in prison. They don't want you to have, you know, even in today's prisons, they think the conditions are too good now in many prisons. You know, like you said, you can have a TV, there's cable, there's, you know, different things that
well, it depends
you can
on
access.
Where you are. In Florida, you know, they at one point when I arrived, they would play movies off videotape. Now they said we had cable TV. Well, that's true. The closed circuit television was run on a cable, but this wasn't what we would have called cable TV.
You didn't have Cinemax or
right. Nothing like that.
Showtime.
And then because inmates need to be treated worse, there were no movies at one point. And then they took away the weights from the weight pile and then all the weight. You know, there were basically no weights to work out with.
Don't want you getting too strong.
Well, that was one of the fears is why are we making a place for these criminals to go get more powerful and more dangerous? Mm. That was one of the arguments. And, well, you know, the fact is that exercise is good for the mind. That's why.
So, but that's what you're going up against is this mentality that prisoners need to be punished. And I think that's going to be the biggest challenge to any kind of reform.
I'm not against punishment entirely. I let's be clear on what we're doing when we do it.
I don't know. People don't have to pay for the new systems if they don't want it. I mean, I think it should be voluntary. Like, the way I imagine this voluntary system of punishment starting out is through some maybe wealthy philanthropist who says, you know, I want to put my money where my mouth is, make the world a better place, and stop this crazy explosion in the growth of the prison industry. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is put up the money for the first 1,000 inmates at this new facility, and it's going to be such a huge success, other people are going to want to invest and do the same thing. Maybe there will even be competitors, or they'll grow and expand to other parts of the country. I mean, it would have to start somewhere, and I think it would have to start like that, voluntarily. Not forcing taxpayers to fund this.
Somebody would have to approve a change in the system to allow that individual to take in prisoners in the first place. Even if you had somebody with a buku bucks willing to put money into a new prison system or a new jail that they build that is more humane or whatever their, you know, the benefits would be of it, they would then still have to pitch that to, you know, the Department of Corrections or the County Commission or the state. I don't know who it would be that would have to approve that. And then they'd have to say, okay, well, yeah, we'll consider sending some prisoners your way. And that's when you're going to run up against this mentality. So people's mindset needs to change first on this, and that's going to be one of the toughest things to do, because people don't want to acknowledge that there are human beings in those prison cells. The reason why the jail here in Keene is so offensive to people is because of its location. Here in Keene, they moved the jail from a small town to the west of Keene that, you know, was like 20, 30 minutes to drive out to the jail from Keene. Keene's kind of the center of Cheshire County. This is where we live in New Hampshire. And so the jail was out like 20, 30 minutes out to the west of Keene. Now it's right in Keene. It takes 5 minutes to drive to the jail or 10 minutes max from anywhere in town. And so it's much more easily accessible, and it's more visible now because it's on a main drag. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's on the same street where you guys have this new thrift store that that activists have opened up in town that you're working on. Derek Jay, and I think I've heard there's 10,000 cars that drive by there every day. So now this thing that used to be cloistered off in the west end of the county where nobody really had to see it is now a daily thing that folks drive by and they see, and they don't want to. They don't want to be faced with the thought about what goes on behind those walls. It's much easier for people to put those people out of their minds and not think about that at all. Because to think about jail for long enough would maybe lead people to realize that there's people in there that shouldn't be there, that don't belong there. And they don't want to think about that because they would much rather believe that the jail's just there, it's doing its job. It's imprisoning the bad people, and the bad people are the people that go to jail, and so we need to punish bad people, even though we all know that's not necessarily true.
I get what you're saying. It would be very difficult. It would be an uphill battle to convince people that perhaps – jails should be voluntary and they should be radically different. You should allow people to go and work for this new system. But you got to start somewhere.
Oh,
I can imagine there would be children or juvenile delinquents before they get to the bad jails. Mm-hmm. They can maybe try this system out. There's got to be a foot in the door somewhere.
Oh, I think it's worth pushing for. I don't think it's going to be an easy task. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. And, of course, if you had some proof of concept that it works, then it would be a little bit easier. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-453. We're talking about prison reform and, you know, what can make things better for all of society? And is treating prisoners better going to help, improve people's lots in life in the future, and so therefore make them less likely to reoffend? So there's different opinions on this. You're certainly welcome to share yours. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Now, LegalZoom.com can help you with various different paperwork filings.
Some of which can keep you out of prison. Just go to LegalZoom.com, whether you need a patent, a will, a trademark, divorce proceedings, copyrights, name changes, prenups, pet protections, power of attorneys, deed transfers, leases, whatever you might need, they likely have the document there. If it's a common legal document, they likely have it. They're going to ask you questions. Now, they're not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. And they're going to fill out the paperwork for you. And then in a lot of cases, you just have to get it, sign it. Maybe you'll have to file it someplace. But they make it easy for you at LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and save $10 off your order. If you don't have a will, you need one. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
Let's go to Tom. He's listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up the issue that they do offer work in prisons, but some of the prisoners are exploited by only giving them a wage of, say, 10 cents. I don't know exactly how much, but cents per an hour. And they make a product that they turn around and they sell to the counties. You live in New Hampshire. You have a swing away mailbox port. They're made in Minnesota. They swing up when the snowplow goes by and they swing back down. I'm sure that they're over there. But they're made throughout all of North America, and all the workers that work to manufacture those get paid. In 1997, it was like 12 cents an hour. I don't know how much they get now. But they sell them to the counties for $75 per support. And it's a private corporation that profits from it. Not the counties, not the jails.
Yeah, it's true. This is true. And I think that one of the difficulties here is that inmates aren't paying for their incarceration, right? They're not paying for the roof over their head. They're not paying for the food they eat. And so if they were to make, say, I don't know what a person who makes the mailboxes is worth, but say $12 an hour, this would be entirely different than a worker on the streets making $12 an hour who has to deal with the wife, the kids, the rent, the insurance, and all the other things that go into being a quote unquote free person.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So these are things factored in. I'm not saying that the 12 cents is a good number, mind you. I'm just saying that one of the problems is that inmates probably should be paying for their, room and board, especially, I'm imagining a world where the only people that need to be in prison are ones that are actually a danger to,
yes,
to other people. I wouldn't lock somebody up who wasn't a danger to other people.
Yeah, but the point I was trying to make is that it's a private corporation that's making the money, not the taxpayer.
Oh, you've made the point. And it's valid.
That irritates me.
Yep. Yeah, it's completely evil.
Well, I mean, but wait a minute. What if we had the situation that you were talking about, Derek J., where
in Florida, it's the state that makes the money.
Where prisons would, bid for prisoners, essentially, with better circumstances, where they come to the table and say, you could make a dollar an hour.
There's a huge difference between that and what's happening here, and that's choice, that the prisoners have no choice.
Okay, so it's not that it's a corporation that's running it that is offensive to you, it's that there's no choice involved.
Yeah, well, thank you for pointing that out.
A lot of prisoners do have the choice to work for these $12 and this 12 cents an hour, or not work for this 12 cents an hour, because their other choices are to, your mind's better when it's working in many cases. The prisoners will want jobs, especially if there's the other job option pays nothing at all. So in a lot of cases for these private, for these jobs the caller's talking about, the people are lined up.
Yeah, making a choice under duress is not really the same as choosing from a variety of different options and prisons and
just
different rewards.
Tom, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Colorado, according to Vice.com, approved a law that made reevaluating its theft-related felony thresholds a mandatory recurring thing. Every 3 years in Colorado, the state analyzes its laws in the context of the price of goods and makes adjustments if the two don't sync up. Because of this, last year the state doubled its felony threshold, bumping it from $500 to $1,000 for felony theft charges, according to Denver criminal attorney Kevin Churchill. While this burst of state activity shows the lock-them-up mentality in the United States is starting to wear down, plenty still needs to be done to nullify the status quo. As Vice reported in September, federal prison populations are slowly shrinking, but even states with justice reinvestment initiatives like Texas have started seeing their numbers creep upward again. Regardless, Proposition 47 has struck a major blow at America's prison problem. An overhaul of California's incarceration culture will not only have major statistical significance in terms of nationwide crime data, but should resonate in the halls of power. And I certainly hope that's the case. I hope we see more of this sort of decriminalization, especially of drug possession, over time in more places, because it's crazy how many people get locked up in the United States who have not harmed anybody else. And I agree with you, Mark, that only people who provide an immediate danger to other human beings are the ones who should be behind bars.
I'm going to amend that, and people that might run away from their obligations.
From their obligations, sure. Well, right, so that comes back to the conversation we were having about the lady who's alleged here in the Keene area of embezzling $200,000 from people. Would she be likely to run? Maybe she would. That's a good question.
But I think running is okay. Running should be an option.
Because your reputation's going to come with you. So you're
not necessarily, not if you change your name.
All right, so you can only do so much, right? But in reality, it's going to catch up with you. You can't just keep running scams all around the country or the world. There's, you know, we live in an interconnected information age, and you embezzle 200 grand one place, you're going to be found out somewhere else.
I hope so, and I appreciate that optimism.
Well, you can't just say, all right,
completely change your identity, then how is that going to, how are you going to get found out?
It just doesn't make it right to use force to contain someone just because you are afraid they might run from their obligations. They should have the freedom to run from their obligations, and their reputation will follow them.
I don't know if I'm ready to go for that. So as far as I'm concerned, once an obligation's created, I don't mind if a certain amount of force is used to enact it. So let me go ahead and put something in front of you.
Okay.
So I steal something from you.
Okay.
I put it in my house behind a window.
Yes.
And I lock my doors.
Uh-oh.
Like, I see where this is going.
What's this?
Like, innocence? Stealing his innocence?
No, I was. Let's say I steal.
It's a fine vase.
A gold coin from you.
Oh, okay.
And I put it, and it's out visible at the window. You know,
yeah.
I took it.
And I'm like, that's my coin.
Right. Now, you have talked to me about getting the coin back. I say I'm not going to give it back to you. You see it right there. Are you allowed to break the window to get the coin?
Hmm.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is
absolutely
this,
you are.
This whole nonsense that these libertarians, where we can't use force for anything thing, it's coming into the liberty movement. I'm sorry, it's just a bunch of hooey.
What's your answer to that question?
Well, philosophically, I would have to say no, right? That I can't break into the window because
philosophically, I can say yes. Your window between me and my gold coin.
Yeah, why is there? Why
do I know it's not a chocolate coin and he's teasing me?
You could certainly be wrong, but
I've committed a crime.
That's true. Then you would be if you've got the wrong guy or you've got the wrong place,
then you'd have an obligation to make a person whose window you broke whole.
That's true. But if you did retrieve what it was you were seeking, then you should be able to do that. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. ISIS crisis or more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. They have the facts and the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media behind their efforts, and all antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew. Times are tough at antiwar.com, and they are getting minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up, however, with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but it can't be done for free, and they can't do it without you and your donation. Please go to antiwar.com, and you can donate there or give them a call to facilitate maybe a larger donation. Antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the states. Last week, speaking of war, the war on drugs took shape in the form of another attack on the dark net, on the black market websites, not just Silk Road 2.0, but as we reported later on in the week, it turned out they had taken out multiple websites of these dark net sites that are operated on the Tor anonymizing system, or what is alleged to be anonymous system. How it is that they're finding the locations of all of these servers remains to be seen.
Maybe. Who's they?
They meaning the FBI. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So they took out Silk Road 2.0, and we talked quite a bit about that. I've got an article about who is Blake Benthal, the former SpaceX engineer who is alleged to have been running Silk Road 2.0. But they also made 17 arrests as well. And so it wasn't just Silk Road 2.0. It was a couple of other websites, a few other sites that I had not heard of. The FBI was bragging that they had seized over 400 .onion domains, but that could have meant a lot of different things. That didn't mean they shut down 400 sites. Mm-hmm. What that could have meant was that, you know, one site might have had 10 aliases or something like that, 10 other .onion. So for those that don't know Tor, this anonymizing system, when you look on, when you go online, you go to .com and .org or whatever. Those are typical domain name. What do they call those? TLDs, I guess. Anyway, yes. Those are kind of typical. But .onion, if you try to put one of those in your regular web browser, it's not going to work. So if you see a .onion domain, that means it's a Tor site. You have to have the special Tor browser to access that site. So they took down a number of sites, and they put up their splash screen that says that, ha-ha, we've taken your website. And, of course, they've got all their gang insignias and logos and things like that on there, from the federal government goons to the European government goons that were involved in this multi-jurisdiction, multi-nation sort of task force that they claim will continue to be taking these sites offline into the future. They are not revealing how they are finding the location of these servers, and maybe it's that they found one server that happened to host more than one site, or, you know, maybe they haven't found 17 different servers. Maybe they found one and there was multiple sites being hosted on. I don't know. Not sure all the details yet, but we know they
no
have,
one knows at
yeah,
this point.
We know they've taken them out, and we know the people are in handcuffs and in prison cells at this very moment. But the market rolls on, Derek J., and you have a story for us tonight about alternatives to these centralized marketplaces, which have a centralized point of failure. So when Silk Road and Silk Road 2.0, the two most infamous sites that have been taken down so far in this process, when these guys are targeted, the way they've been targeted is the feds have somehow, we don't know how, found the location of their supposedly hidden server, and then they physically, you know, copy all of the information from that server. It's all being stored on that central location. But the marketplace is an interesting thing, and it comes up with solutions to problems. And so one or two of them have been proposed. And Derek J., you've got some ideas here.
Yeah, that's right. And reading from an article from Cointelegraph.com, Amanda B. Johnson wrote a terrific article titled, Dear Online Drug Buyers, Your Problems Are Solved. And, yeah, she's exaggerating.
Yes, she is.
But there's hope for those of us, myself included, who would like there to be free markets that exist in this world,
yeah,
a place where people can exchange value for value in a consensual interaction. And so she writes, you know, every website you access through a browser, even if it's Tor, has a fatal flaw, which you just hit on, Ian. There's one stack of servers, and one person owns them.
Yep. If the power goes out or the hard drives crash, that's it. You know, you can't get on those servers.
It's the problem of a single point of failure, and it's responsible for not just servers going down, but skydiving deaths. You know, there's just one point of failure. If that parachute doesn't open, that's it.
Yep.
So the solution, decentralization. If you want to buy drugs online, Amanda writes, there are really only two words you need to remember. Open Bazaar and Free Market. These are the names of two similar pieces of software that are unlike any website you've ever used, in that they don't use servers. Anyone using Open Bazaar or Free Market to buy and sell acts as his own client and server, tapping into the network of potentially thousands of other individuals also acting as their own clients and servers. So this is a model of how the Silk Road functioned, with the Silk Road servers as the single integral point of obvious target of attack. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, you can just envision, they've got a diagram on the website, but it's just a single dot and then lots of dots connected to that one. Well,
and
obviously, if that one dot goes out, everyone is ruined.
And not only are they under threat from being taken out by the federal government, but they're also under threat of attack from hackers and, you know, people who would love to get at the Bitcoin that Silk Road was holding onto. Obviously, the Fed's got it, but if you know the average hacker or the better than average hacker was able to pull off an attack on the site, they certainly would do it too. So constantly, the people who've been running the Silk Road have really, you know, they have to harden their defenses and they have to make sure that, you know, there's no ports that are open, and they've got to really make sure they know their stuff when it comes to internet security because they are a target.
Yeah, they're extremely vulnerable, exactly. And now imagine in your mind's eye, if you will, now several dots, perhaps 20 scattered around, and they're all connected to each other, not just one central node, but they're forming a network of sorts. They can transmit messages across different dots. Well, this is how open, bazaar, and free market work, in contrast to something like the Silk Road.
This is like Bitcoin itself,
yeah,
or file-sharing networks like torrents or something else like that. You know, Napster was the original
exactly
sort of example of this, where clients connect together without the need for a centralized server, and that makes it almost impossible to take out. That network can't be destroyed.
Yes, you may be serving one Metallica song from your computer if you're, you know, sharing, doing file sharing, but you being offline doesn't make that file disappear from the internet. There
That's
are still
correct.
Plenty of other people who can share this. And so, similarly, no single user is integral to the functioning of the rest of the network. So one single node disappearing doesn't shut the whole thing down.
It's going to really change things as far as doing business online.
It's huge. It's, I mean, that we did talk to one of the founders or programmers with Open Bazaar, and I know that he probably is interviewed in this article. I haven't read the one that you're sharing, but his name's Sam, I think, Sam Patterson. And he's like, wow, like, what a visionary. I really love what they're doing over there, because if you can make it so that a market can function, if that people can buy and sell and still have a reputation system that's workable, then that would be a major advancement.
Right, because it would be, if you're in a marketplace where there's no reputation system, then you're just going to have people ripping each other off and nobody's going to use the market system. So
right.
if I'm anonymous and you're anonymous and I say, okay, send me the money and I will send you the items, then you'll send me the money and I won't send them back. I send you the items.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm anonymous and there's a rating system attached to, say, my online name, you know, I'm Gilgamesh 47, and you, who are little Pee-wee 1, you send me the money, and I then, as Gilgamesh 47, I have a reputation, so I can either choose to keep the money and then have my reputation sunk, or I can give you the items that you said that you're going to have, and then my reputation goes up and I can do business with more people.
Well, plus I wonder if Open Bazaar and this new one I've not heard of before tonight, Free Market, are going to be implementing some sort of escrow system or other things to protect buyers and sellers. We're coming up here. We'll learn more in moments on Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts, too.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 colorful blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0700. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 0700.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the crackdown that happened last week. It's not been quite a week, but almost the good bulk of a week here. Since Silk Road 2.0 and some of its competitors were taken offline from the so-called dark net, which may have a leak in the dark. Maybe some light is leaking in at this point. I'm not sure how they're finding these servers. It's kind of disturbing. But there are others that are still online. As of a couple days ago, I had checked out Agora Marketplace, which, interestingly, was according to a rundown in August of 2014, it was Agora Marketplace, which was the number one site. So Agora, which...
Who's doing this rundown and deciding how many sales are going on these sites?
Well, anybody can go on the site and look and see what the total number of listings is okay. on the site. So I forget who it was that put the chart together, but anybody who wanted to take the time to visit all 10 sites or however many of them there was quite a few of them on this list. And it was actually not Silk Road 2.0. They were a close second, a very close second, but it's Agora Marketplace, which... You know, sounds to me like it's being run by a voluntarist. I mean, who else would name their online drug sales website or you know, free market site? Because, again, more things besides drugs are sold there, like, you know, fake IDs and things like that. But who else would name their site after the Agora, which is Greek for marketplace, and a very popular term amongst people in the liberty movement, but not so much outside of that, so... That says to me the political leanings of the individual or individuals who might be behind that site. But kudos to them for keeping their site online. They have not yet been taken down. I don't know if they're going to be taken down next week or if they've got a good enough security to where they won't. Because according to the federal allegations, Blake Benthal, who we can talk more about, I've got an article kind of about who he is. They're claiming he made some pretty big mistakes in the operation of his website. Number one mistake was using his Gmail address to purchase the server space. So the server company knows who he is. They, you know, had his real email address. So when the feds were able to track down the location of the server, it wasn't hard for them to determine who the alleged owner of said server was. And then another mistake that he made was apparently logging into, allegedly, you know, according to their complaint, logging into his own hidden site without using Tor. So he, knowing the address of the site, the IP address of the real IP address of the site, was able to log into it without going through the Tor system, which is the way everybody else logged into the site. So his user info was very different because it identified a certain browser and operating system combination, and they used that to also help identify him
that
as the alleged culprit.
Does not sound reasonable to
me. It sounds really sloppy.
It's worse than sloppy because it would be difficult to do, right? Because that's a series of long... It's a long number separated by periods, right? To type in a website online. But you'd have to remember the long string of numbers, which is unusual. Okay, that's a good point. Yeah, you could have a bookmark. But it just seems like it would be like throwing your house keys just out into the in front of your house.
If that's what happened. I mean, that's, again, according to the federal complaint. I'm taking that at its word, and obviously maybe I shouldn't. But that's their story about how they caught this guy, was that he was kind of sloppy. So maybe the guy running Agra, or girl running Agra Marketplace, is being a little bit more cautious. Certainly hope they don't get caught. But there's some competitors that are going to be on the scene soon, and you say that one of them's open now. Free Market is apparently operational now. Open Bazaar is another one. These are systems that are going to, as I understood our conversation with one of the guys creating Open Bazaar, was that this is going to be a decentralized system like file sharing networks where there's no centralized server at all for the feds to target. And individuals who are selling and buying, they can have an anonymity on these systems or not. Like, you know, if you wanted to create a better reputation for yourself, you could probably just put your name and address out there on this system. You essentially create your own storefront, as I understand it, in these decentralized systems.
And they don't have to be illegal stuff. Certainly there's a bunch of illegal stuff on these sites. But
I don't know if you can say certainly it's that, Mark, because you haven't been on them, have you?
Which one are we talking about?
The Open Bazaar and
Not
Free
Open
Market.
Bazaar. No, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the Agra Marketplace. Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, I know that Open Bazaar is being advertised as a free market. They're not promoting this as the solution to the Silk Road. The article you're reading, Derek J., suggests that these are the solution to the Silk Road.
I think they are, because, you know, when you've got a central point of failure, like Agora Marketplace and Silk Road and these other places do, it's only a matter of time before they're destroyed or taken out by, you know, they've got the governments of several countries working on this. It's really just a matter of time. They're putting their efforts towards cracking down on these freedom websites, because you can't have people trading voluntarily.
Well, they want to send a message
to the status quo.
Right.
Yeah, they do want to send a message. But this is the answer, in my opinion, because to shut down a distributed network, returning to the article from Cointelegraph, the kind that Open Bazaar and Free Market run on, you'd have to knock out every single node on the network. So while governments have displayed no hesitancy in the past to murder millions of people at a time, these new technologies are not controllable by a single government or even a coalition of governments. They stand to become robust, uncensorable global marketplaces that would require a worldwide shutdown of the internet to stop.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I don't think so. And the solution to that threat, mesh networking, is already in development. Mm. So it doesn't look very likely that the government would be able to break down any of these marketplaces. So, but there's a learning curve. Because as a new technology, just like anything, there's going to be some time
before
it's going to take some people to figure them out.
Yeah, before you go on, one of the things to learn immediately about this is I saw a tweet and from Sam Patterson, I think, over at Open Bazaar or whoever it was who was tweeting. And this is essentially what he told us when we interviewed him at the conference. There was a Bitcoin conference we attended down at Disney World recently, is where we met him.
Yeah.
And this is not, at least Open Bazaar. Free Market's claiming they're online and everything's rolling. But with the Open Bazaar, their software is not ready for anonymous use at this time. So even though it's in beta or very early beta, you can download the software. Remember, he told told us that you actually have to know how to compile the software, and like you can get the source code and you have to compile it. So it's more of like a techie geek thing right now to even try the software for OpenBazaar. Hmm. I don't know about free market yet, or at least that's what it was when we were at this conference, and that was about a month ago. So, you know, if it's progressed since then, I don't know. He seemed to think early 2015 maybe a more of a realistic time frame for like a public beta, which you can just download a program and install it. They don't have that yet. And even if you were to go through the process of getting their early beta software, it would not be something you'd want to do anything with any kind of, you know, drug purchasing, selling, because there's no hardening of the technology for anonymity yet.
Well, these things, the NXT free market and the OpenBazaar, are not yet single-click operations where you could just open up some program and, oh, here's how I figure it out, and it works. You're probably going to have to be the techiest person in town or talk to your techie friends so you can figure it out. But it's saying here at Cointelegraph that, remember the first time you installed Tor or the first time you opened a Bitcoin wallet? I mean, think about how much learning it took to get to use that comfortably and safely.
Comfortably, yeah. I mean, but Tor and the Bitcoin wallet, I mean, I used them, and they sort of worked the way they were supposed to work. So it was exciting. Like, my heart beat a little faster, and I was, you know, it was something new and different, but it wasn't that difficult.
Well, it's going to take some time to download the software and practice using it, and it might even be time to, Amanda, the author, writes, it might be time to prepare for the frustration that might come.
Indeed.
And I would agree with that. You know, whenever I'm undertaking some tech venture, there's bound to be some frustration where something doesn't work the way it's supposed to, or you have to Google some error message. That's probably going to happen. But so gather your techie friends, and if you're the techiest one in town, offer your less inclined friends a hand in the move toward new and better solutions. She concludes, take heart that innovation is clearly on the side of those who wish to live in peace and prosperity.
Yeah, I'm excited by, I'm excited by Open Market. NXT, you know, that's one of these alternatives to Bitcoin, and I know some people are really jazzed up about it, but
Brian Sovereign likes it.
Some people are really jazzed up about a lot of these altcoins out there, and there are hundreds of them.
Yeah, but this is not just any altcoin. NXT is significantly different from the others, and it's already operating. You can download the NXT client and use the free market right from that client today.
Really? Because I'm on the free market website, which is nxtfreemarket.com, and it says you have to download the NXT client, and
that's
then
right.
You have to download free market to run on top of that. So there's two programs
that
you have to run.
Yes, but
and
you run it from the client. So
the free market guys are charging fees, and it was my understanding that there would be no fees with the OpenBazaar. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but that was my understanding, that OpenBazaar was just going to make this software and put it out there.
But it's decentralized, so like fees, that wouldn't make any sense. Like,
got fees.
Yeah, I know, but like Bitcoin has fees for sending money, and it's nominal, and it doesn't go to some central authority or something. You know, it just keeps the network operating.
Yeah, I don't know to whom these fees are going to, but on their site they say there are no fees for the rest of 2014. So they're trying to get people on board right now with this. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450 free, but each item has a posting fee, and there's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Molan Labe is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini library you don't want to be without.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.